Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Donald Trump will spend much of this spring in a courtroom in New York. He will go on trial March 25th on charges of falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair in order to interfere with the 2016 election. We're from NPR's Andrea Bernstein.
When the Manhattan DA tried to investigate Trump while he was president, Trump's lawyers went to the U.S. Supreme Court twice to claim he was immune even from investigation. Both times he lost. Now he'll go on trial for the charges resulting from that investigation nearly 8 years after the crimes were allegedly committed and right in the middle of the 2024 campaign season. Trump will sit through some 6 weeks of testimony showing, as the 2016 campaign drew to a close, his counsel Michael Cohen became alarmed that a story about an alleged affair might go public and arranged to pay off the woman and then get reimbursed by Trump. Trump lawyer Todd Blanche told Judge Juan Merchan that the March 25th court date meant Trump would spend months preparing for trial instead of campaigning. It shouldn't happen, Blanche said. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
Vice President Kamala Harris is in Munich for a series of high-level meetings with foreign leaders this week. Her trip comes as the White House aims to draw a contrast on foreign policy between President Biden and former President Trump. Or NPR's Asma Khalid.
The vice president intends to underscore the importance of U.S. leadership and alliances, but she faces a daunting task to convince European leaders that America remains a dependable ally, despite some evidence to the contrary. Republican leaders in the House of Representatives have all but nixed billions of dollars of aid Ukraine needs to continue its fight against Moscow's invasion. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, is among the leaders the vice president will meet with while she's in Munich. The Biden administration has insisted it'll back Ukraine for as long as it takes, but it's not clear how it can do that without help from Congress. Asma Khalid, NPR News, Munich.
Stocks are rebounding from a sell-off earlier in the week, despite a report showing weaker-than-expected retail sales numbers. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
Spending on cars, gasoline, and building supplies were all down in January, but shoppers spent more money at supermarkets, department stores, and eating out at restaurants. Forecasters had expected some drop in January sales after the busy holiday shopping season, but the decline was sharper than analysts had projected. That could result in slower economic growth this quarter, but it could also mean less upward pressure on inflation. Stock prices slid earlier this week after a surprisingly hot inflation report raised fears the Federal Reserve might take longer to start cutting interest rates. Investors seem to have set aside those worries. Both the Dow and the S&P 500 index are now up for the week. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
And looking at the numbers, the blue chip stocks rose nearly 1% today to close up 348 points. This is NPR. After years of restrictions against Wells Fargo Bank, the government is easing off a bit. The Biden administration saying today the bank has sufficiently fixed its toxic culture after years of scandals. The Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, the regulator of big national banks, terminating a consent order that required Wells to completely overhaul how it sold financial products to customers and to provide additional consumer protections. The plastics industry pushed recycling for decades, even though leaders knew it was not a viable solution to keep waste out of landfills and the environment. That's according to a new report. NPR's Michael Copley reports the allegations are coming to light just after upcoming global talks for a treaty to deal with plastic waste.
The head of a plastics industry group said in 1989 that recycling wouldn't solve a growing waste problem. The industry was launching a campaign to sell recycling to the public, and it knew the cost of recycling was a problem. But documents uncovered by the Center for Climate Integrity suggest plastic makers championed recycling mainly for its public relations value. An industry group called America's Plastic Makers says the report focuses on outdated technology. The report was released ahead of the next round of UN negotiations in April for a global treaty to reduce plastic waste. Almost every piece of plastic is made from fossil fuels. Environmentalists say oil and gas companies derailed the last round of talks. Michael Copley, NPR News.
More potential help for some student loan borrowers. Several categories of borrowers could get relief from a second attempt at widespread cancellation of loan debt after the Supreme Court rejected an initial plan last year. The latest proposal from the Department of Education would seek to help those who face financial hardship. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.